Good morning, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Business is back as usual with Singleton Council following the appointment of Deputy Mayor and councillors. Tony Jarrett was elected as the Deputy Mayor in the first item of business at the Ordinary Council meeting last night. Councillors Godfrey Adamthwaite, Belinda Carlton, Sue George, Holly Jenkins, Mel McLaughlin, Tony McNamara, Val Scott and Denny Thompson also took oath to represent the best interests of the community. Singleton Mayor Sue Moore says it's back to business with making decisions for the betterment and progress of the local government area with the new team. Deputy Tony Jarrett says he's looking forward to facing all the new challenges and working with the community over the next 3 years. Young community leaders and advocates across the Upper Hunter are being encouraged to nominate for this year's New South Wales Youth Advisory Council. The 12-member council of people aged between 12 and 24 advises the New South Wales government on important issues for young people across the state. New South Wales Advocate for Children and Young People, Zoe Robinson, says they're especially keen to see applications from young people in regional areas, including those in the Upper Hunter.
We're really keen to hear from all children and young people and those in regional and rural New South Wales, because we know the issues that are impacting children and young people in regional and rural New South Wales are different to those in the metro. So they can apply through our website, which is acyp.nsw.gov.au, or through our socials.
And Singleton Council wants to hear your ideas in making the local government area an inclusive place for all residents in coming years. The Singleton Disability Inclusion Action Plan will identify what Singleton Council needs to do to help people with disabilities feel more included in the community and have the same level of access to services, facilities and opportunities. The survey asked residents to identify challenges and barriers that are currently within the community and what is needed in the future in the way of infrastructure and programs. Council's Director of Organisation and Community Capacity, Vicky Brereton, says the new plan will continue to drive inclusion and accessibility for the next 4 years.